We'll put it that way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So.
Well, that I think that's the construction of it,
yeah,
that I've heard. Not
then
just having the calf. But
there is a period, but I don't know what period it is or anything.
Uh-huh.
But every once in a while, you'll hear some farmer say, "Well, I've got two cows that are dry."
Yes, I heard that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't know how long they stay that way or why. I'm not able to explain that.
I don't know.
But eventually, why, they'll say, even in that dry period, they'll say, "Well, my cow came fresh the other day."
Mm-hmm.
So,
that's
I don't know whether the dry period, what it pertains to, like a breeding period or what it is.
Yeah,
I really don't know.
Well,
I'm not
a
farmer now.
Well, in your time, you've been on a horse a good many times, haven't you?
Quite a lot. Mm-hmm.
So you'd say, I've
ridden horseback many a day.
Many a day. What about the male horse for breeding? What?
They call them stud.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
That's
yeah,
the characteristic.
Yeah.
Somebody who lost his grip riding a horse and fell, you'd say, well, he, how would you characterize that? He fell.
Like me,
yeah.
Like I was telling you the other night, I had a horse threw me over his head.
Uh-huh. See, but in an ordinary case, you'd say simply, well, I fell
head first over the horse.
Or
fell off the horse.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, now, what we put on the feet of horses.
On the horseshoes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And what about the game that's played that uses the stake and
polo?
And the horse use two stakes.
Yeah, isn't that a polo game?
Polo game?
Yeah.
Or, horseshoes.
Too.
So
I understand
what I was
now.
I didn't,
it's a, what they call, let's play horseshoe. They put two stakes down a certain distance, and then they take the horseshoes and throw them.
I suppose.
If you loop the ring, it gives you so, if you loop the stake with the horseshoe, it gives you so many points.
Ah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, how about the horned covering on the feet of a horse? What were those?
The hoof.
Uh-huh.
You call that the hoof.
Uh-huh.
Now there are some other layers in the foot of a cow, a horse, I mean, that, but I don't, yeah, the frog in the,
oh yeah,
in the hoof, it's right in the center, if I remember correctly, they call the frog of the hoof. And I know, if one of our horses would happen to go a little bit lame, my dad had one stall that had yellow clay and mud about that deep. He'd put that horse in that stall so many hours each day,
mm-hmm,
or maybe so many nights. And that yellow clay would take that soreness out of the hoof.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
I'll tell you another good thing for yellow clay, and I've seen it work in my family several times, a sprained ankle. Go out and get the common ordinary yellow clay and buttermilk, your old-fashioned buttermilk. I don't know whether this commercialized buttermilk would do that or not, but take and mix this buttermilk and this yellow clay and put a poultice around your ankle, your sprained ankle, or wherever you might sprain, about that thick,
mm,
and keep your foot up